You are listening to Sober Motivation, where we believe in sobriety, recovery, and motivation for everyone. What's going on there, Sober Motivators, today? Hope you guys are all having a wonderful Tuesday morning. And today's episode is about not forgetting to meditate. So please, wherever you do, don't forget to take a little moment of your time to sit back, sit down, put some effort into yourself towards breathing. Because I know right now a lot of people are kind of in this hysteria mode where we're running to the stores trying to clear out the toilet paper and the hand sanitizer and whatever else that we think we might need. But really what I think everybody really needs at this point is a moment to just sit down, put some meditation music on, and just breathe. Don't keep reading the news all day long and forgetting that you matter. Your breathing matters. And in reality, what's probably going to kill most of us, and I've looked at these statistics through not anywhere else, but it was on Google, I believe, came up with these statistics that heart disease is the most likely thing to kill most people. And after that, it comes down to other personal health problems. So I know this coronavirus is deadly. I'm not trying to make light of it. But at the same time, a lot of us are also in a position to where we shouldn't be in this stress mode where we're not breathing, we're not taking a time to sit down and center ourselves. And I would highly recommend it. It's been helping me tremendously these past few weeks where I've been able to just put some headphones on, put on some calming music, and follow some instruction towards just being centered and not being all over the place. And I didn't really think about it really until yesterday. And the more that I realized it when I was looking around at different people who are just in this hysteria, and just take a moment, sit down and breathe. Just do that. Even if it's right now, you can close this out too if you have to. Breathe. It feels great. It's a great thing for us to do and for me to do. I love it. I've been enjoying it. It's been great. I know I posted up some pictures of me where I used to work out all the time. I was this huge gym rat. See, my arms are nowhere near those pictures anymore, but it's fine. I'm not worried about it. I'm worried about right now in this present moment of breathing, being able to breathe, being able to relax, take a minute, and then being able to realize what's going on in front of me instead of being on edge all the time and really not having any outlet for it. And honestly, meditation is great. You don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to go to a class where there's a group of more than 5, 10 people. The only group of people that you need for your meditation is you and your breathing and your ability to just chill. Just chill. It's great. It's a good deal. So right now I'm looking at adding some meditation guides to the SoberMotivation.com website. Free of charge, and there's apparel and stuff up there too if you guys wish to buy it. This hat included is for sale on sobermotivation.com. But honestly, I'm not worried about you guys purchasing any of that. The biggest reason really why I'm running that website is because it's just an easy way for me to get it set up where I don't have to do too much to get certain things the way I want it. And that's really the biggest reason why I have the whole website set up the way it is. So there's that. And then I also added the podcast feed up to the SoberMotivation.com website, but you guys can still catch it on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Pandora, wherever else It's fed out to Stitcher. It's out to a bunch of other places. So also with that being said, if you guys are not able to follow a sort of any sort of meditation guides at this point, something else that I would probably recommend is do whatever else it is that centers you. It doesn't have to be meditation where you're just breathing. It could be going for a run. That's another thing. You don't need to be in a group of five people to go running. Or if you can't do that, go do your own personal workouts. Go do some knitting. Go do some drawing. Go find a project that you enjoy working on. For me personally, I've been enjoying doing this podcast setup, and it's been cool too because there's a community. There's a community in all of these things that you guys have passions for that you guys can reach out into and learn more about, because I know for myself, I've not got this podcasting mastered at all. It's been way more work than I realized it was going to be, but it's been rewarding for me to see where it's been going. So there's that. And there's been a lot of growth with it. I've been enjoying it. So that's why I was saying, reach out to some of the communities and whatever things you like to do. And the other thing that I would recommend is start talking to the people that are in the communities. Just, it doesn't even have to be for podcast purposes only. You could just do it just to check up on people. Like yesterday, I had my initial conversations about how to podcast, what things I need to get set up, how to get this video thing set up, the people who taught me all that. And I'm in great appreciation of it. And thank you and shout out to everybody else who showed me some of the ropes, which I thought I had pretty well done, but nothing like these guys had it set up. Reach out to them and then just check on their general well-being also, because that will actually help you get out of your own head of stress to kind of see what's going on. And maybe you can communicate what's going on with you as well, maybe mentally, if there's some personal things going on. Because even if the person that you're checking up on or the person that you're communicate doesn't have an answer to your issue, the real kickback and reward to just sharing whatever and conversating with other people is that you are not in that problem completely by yourself at that point. It kind of sounds selfish when I think about it, but it's not, because you're going to suffer with that problem in your own head. You're going to have some problem that is just spinning, and it could be way out there where nobody really has an answer for it. They could very well not have an answer for it, but knowing about the problem or knowing that somebody else knows about this crazy problem that's basically creating a knot in your head will, in my opinion, alleviate some stress. That's what has happened to me, where, you know, I've had all these crazy things winding up where I felt, oh man, I got all these commitments. Things are winding up around each other. Can't get anything done. What am I going to do? I'm all over the place. And then talking to somebody about that, just so they get an idea of really where you're at, will help a lot. So that's what I would recommend as well, to kind of get some of your breathing. Don't forget to breathe. I know I'm going pretty quick, but doing a double take, just kind of listening to it, and I was thinking, man, I could definitely get more energy into this, so that's where I'm going. And there's that. The other thing too is I'm looking at getting some pretty good guests on this episode. There's somebody else who's in this area for Instagram with that I follow. His name is Sober Motivation, and mine's Sober_motivation. I don't know, kind of weird, but I don't. It is what it is. I just like to do the podcast and enjoy myself like that. Get some expression out that way. I got that maybe in the works, and I got a few other guests in the works. I got some other people who are showing interest in doing the podcast with me, and it's been great. And that's been the other cool thing about doing this. something like this and why I would recommend doing a podcast if you guys haven't started one. And if you guys are not sure where to start, hit me up for a DM. I'll give you all the info that I have, how I got all this set up with, I got the video going, I got a pretty decent audio setup going. I'll give you the information. I'm not going to charge you for it. I'll give you the guidance. There might be some things that you'll have to buy, not from me, but from maybe Amazon with the whole microphone and whatever else, depending on how far you want to go with it. It's up to you. You can go that route. And it's, like I said, a great route because there's other people in the community that are willing to share the information. So there's that. There's a lot of great things going on despite this coronavirus, despite not being able to buy some toilet paper or some hand sanitizer. There is positivity. You have to kind of look for it and just breathe and just center yourself. Maybe you don't have to look for it. Maybe you can just be present. That in itself is worth happiness alone, because that's really all it's about, guys. Just stay happy, stay up. Don't let yourself get caught up again in what we were caught up in. I know for myself, it was drinking, and I showed you guys what my drinking habit took away from me. It took away this. Basically, I had freaking muscles coming out of places I didn't know where, and I chose drinking over all of that, and it took it all away. So, and I wasn't being present. I wasn't enjoying any of it. I was depressed and just crazy. So there's that. There's today's episode 20. Hope you guys are all staying sober, staying motivated. And if you guys are looking to leave any feedback, please leave feedback wherever you guys are listening to. If it's on iTunes, Spotify, wherever else. I've been scanning through trying to see what's going on. Leave the feedback. Any comments or suggestions, anything you guys might want to see me talk about or bring up, I'll gladly look into it. And there you have it. There's episode 20. Hope you guys all have a wonderful Tuesday.